Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and raised up hope for tomorrow, across our path were laid. I see the crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the crown of God are sweeping over me. Today no condemnation abides to turn away my soul from His salvation is in my heart to stay. I'll see the crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, you've seen no use to pray, I look away to Jesus, and He tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me.
And when we reach the portal where life forever reigns, the ransom of all's grand final will be this glad refrain.
I'll see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Ooh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Jesus, still a refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake it. Take it to the Lord and pray. In His arms He'll hold and shield you.
Thou will find a soul is
there. I'll meet you. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate. inside Eastern game. Stand me ready, faithful pilgrim. Last with you it be to leave. I will meet you, I will meet you just inside a Sunday over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten up the glory, linger near Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom wash and pray. He'll be with at the meeting, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. That glad meeting with the saints of glorious fame. What a blessed, happy meeting just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way. For the hand of God in all my life I see, and the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret always is that the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day, yes, I walk the merry way, for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had a peace with Him, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down on my feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way,
for the comfort that abides with me.
There's no thirsting for the things of the world have taken wings. Long ago I gave them up instantly. All my night was turned today, all my burdens rolled away. Now the comforter abides with me. He abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the comforter abides with me. He abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the comforter abides with me. Prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered. There's only a certain time allotted to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. The Gentile days numbered with horrors and comfort. They never took advantage of salvation. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your limbs trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing. Jerusalem's restoring. Her national life long dethroned. Back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, eh?
Mm-hmm.
She lost her national identity.
Very much, that's right.
She never got it back.
Until
today she's calling, her letter rains falling.
Mm-hmm.
Return or disperse to your own. She's got to go back to where it was before Babylon took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is in power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. False prophets are lying.
Mm-hmm.
God's truth, they're denying that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurs God's revelation, we walk with apostles of trust. Brother Branham used to sing that song all the time. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are feeling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lips trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are feeling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your limbs trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The Gentile days numbered. That's the truth. They're numbered. They're mm-hmm. pretty winding down.
Mm-hmm.
To 0 days left.
Mm-hmm.
367 days left. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Down they go, 366, 365, 364, then it'll be zero. It's a number, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's
there's
right.
There's only so much numbers allotted to the Gentile. Mm-hmm.
There's a beginning point and an end point.
The Gentile day number. When mm-hmm. Jesus died on Calvary, the Gentile day began.
Mm-hmm.
2 days. After 2 days, he'll revive us. We pretty much know where these Tuesdays culminate.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know that 1 day is with the Lord 1,000 years, as it says in Peter, that 2 days represents 2,000 years period of grace given to the Gentiles.
And there's a starting point and a stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in time with God, you know, everything mm-hmm. is so precise. When the fullness of time came, like, God, he's so relaxed because everything was done in that great council,
mm-hmm.
a done deal. And then as time evolves, bingo, there's that angel showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Mary was exactly at the right place. And that angel showed up and told her what's about to take place. You're gonna conceive and you've been chosen to do this. And then when the fall of time came, God sent the angel Gabriel. Just happened, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were wondering, the prophets were, oh, when are you going to send? Who are you going to send? Send him who you want to send. There it was, fall of the time. It's going to happen, everything like that. When time is done, the Gentile is numbered. Then 7 years left for the Jews, and 75 days, and then Jesus comes back to rule, take over. You're actually going to look him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see his, he's probably got blue eyes. You're going to see the color of his eyes and his hairline and everything. You sure ain't going to be wearing glasses. See, that's reality to us, you know. It's like, that God everything is a done deal, and as we're getting close, it's more like a done deal. That civil war in America, that's a done deal. Has to be. It has to come about. Yeah. It's getting closer and closer.
That's the way it works. I got something here. 2 weeks I've been seeing this. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 12. I saw that yesterday, how important it is. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. He was just reminding them. He says, even though you know them, I'm just... He had taken me, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. We go back over the same thing time and again. And it's important because you see the pressure? Mm-hmm. Like pressure all around us, pressing in. Every devil in hell is pressing in. I think it's me, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ had showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. He really zeroes in on remember the things, you know. See, but here it is. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. That's the key. That's the scrap. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. That was back when the church was fresh. Mm-hmm. How much more today with all this pressing in, pressing in. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but are eyewitnesses of his majesty. See, that's the key, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but are eyewitnesses of his majesty. Then tell you, there is many cunningly devised fables in this hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, how you when you analyze everything, it's just God's grace that we have come up this far without falling for all this stuff. Look at all the people. When you look back and you look around and these truths and projects are left, people that you had a lot of respect for, people that stood in the pulpit, people that we looked up to, along comes, we're in the third day, cunningly devised fables. And they didn't come out with, you see, that's why Paul or Peter here, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them. Mm-hmm. We know all that. But see, we got to remind ourselves from time to time how we got to go back and see how this transpired. See Peter here. See, you got to first of all, who is Peter? Peter, he's not some fly by night. He was, I was thinking about that during the week, how Jesus said, every plant, everyone that my Heavenly Father has given me will come to me. God, that great eternal Spirit, showed Jesus to call Peter. Like Peter was not some fly by night. And then everything that Peter had to go through to get to that place here at the end of his lives, he saw that very important. To put that down as the final, because he says here, my time is up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's giving people what's really close to his heart. Mm-hmm. So he's telling them, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we know it unto you, and then he just keeps saying, we need to put this into remembrance. You know, we need to remember all these things. And that's why we go back. When Brother Jack left the scene, there was a new era developing. God took him off the scene. And then that's like I say, that's when I had the vision and the dream. And the different things, how the Lord is going to take the church down to the water. Like it's not a done deal, like Brother Jackson said. And when they looked at the pulpit, there's all these ministers, maybe 20 preachers. And he let them know that ministry here will see eye to eye. And then he said, they'll bring forth the thunders. Mm-hmm. See, and everybody just kind of went to sleep on that. Mm-hmm. See what it was. Was like we over in Psalm, set us after sleep, and where's that? I just read it just for the sake of what happened back there. If he didn't, if the Lord hadn't showed it to me, I'd be like everybody else, you know. I would believe that they will see eye to eye. I would believe they will bring forth the. But see what the Lord did. He sets them on slippery, and then he just pulls the rug out from under them. Because there's something in their heart that's not quite sitting right. There's a jockey for a position. There's like it says back in the days of Nimrod, come to let us make a name for ourselves. Everybody wants to be this big boy in the block. There is a big boy in the block, and his name is Jesus. There's no need for you and I want to be a big boy in the block, because the only thing that ever we can be big is to follow what God has called us to be, you know. So anyway, I'm just been seeing this for a while now, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables, and how, like when you step back, I had so much respect for Alan when he came out with after 2 days. See, I didn't know where he was going, because I didn't have my guards up. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 days, he kept week after week after 2 days. Mm-hmm. But see, he had an objective in mind. Right here it is. He was cunningly devising a fable. Mm-hmm. That's what he was doing. But like I said, I didn't know. I had no reason to question him. I believe that he's continuing on where Brother Jackson left off, because here Brother Jackson was saying the minister will see eye to eye, the minister will bring forth the thunders. See, that's all kind of kind of lulled everybody to sleep. Mm-hmm. See, he had to step back, and then finally we're in the third day. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that that Tim Relford called me and told me to look at the contender, and I did. And that's when I step back, you know. You got to step back. Mm-hmm. Like Noah. Noah stepped back from when he saw what's coming. He saw the corruption that's happening. And he stepped back and he saw where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. It's coming from intermarriage, from that stuff down and on. Mm-hmm. And because he stepped back, he found grace in the eyes of God. Not that was anything holy or perfect in Noah. But see, he was stepping back and looking at things in reality. Well, there's something going on here. And he didn't take that stuff from God, because the Bible, when the Bible is written, it said, it grieves God's soul, God's heart, that because the people, they didn't want to be led by Spirit anymore. Mm-hmm. And they took on to wife all of whom they choose. And Noah stepped back and he saw this. Like, yeah, we can read it now. To us, it's clear as crystal. But when you're living in, and you're kind of living in that environment, then you kind of being swept in with the tide, like that piece of driftwood, it just goes down the river. But see, we're stepping back from this. I don't know what's going on here. Something is going on here. And Brother Jackson left. And see, that's after that split with Faith Assembly. That's when the Lord let me know that he's taking the church down to the water, and he's going to see exactly who's going to qualify to go into the next thing, the next era. And here, and I saw, like I told you before, I didn't have my Bible when I had a vision. And I didn't know for sure which one which ones were the, which one went into the next phase, which one are part of the 300, and I just kind of assumed, I'm assuming it's the cupping up one, that they would kind of take a look, cup it up, before they cupped it up, would take a look, and then they would take it, and then they would drink from their cupping up thing. That's exactly what we're doing, you and I. We're taking this thing very carefully. We're stepping back. We're not taking everything offline and sinking like the ones did down the 9,700 of them, because there's 300 that went down. Then it was 10,000 that went down to the water. So there, and then 300, and so that 9,700 of them, they just went sloppy Joe, you know, taking everything in, like on the average, like out of 300 out of 10,000. That's a pretty poor average. And that's what you see some Brother Jackson left. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's taking hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of stepping back and go, we realize we have not followed cunningly devised fables what's coming out. Here, when he analyzed Alan's subtle cunningness, and then there's Bud, he's driving him. And I believe Bud knew that we're not on the third day. But he just let him go down that path, and just, and then he finally comes out. We're in the third day, and then he comes out with other stuff. See, once you start, but see what happened is there was something in the heart of James Allen that was not right.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord just kind of let him expose himself. These people down by that river, when he analyzed it, there's all kinds of stuff floating in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are not responsible for that. And see, you and I, we're not responsible for what's being brought across the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Because since Brother Jackson left, that was a free fall. That's when that scripture got activated. Let him that is holy be holy still. Let him that is wicked be wicked still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. And let him that is filthy be filthy still. Because since the 2000, it's like shortly after Obama became president, and he opened up the gates for every kind of filth.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, when he went out of his plan, when he was done, it was all about transgendering, you know. How filthy can you get to let a man into a lady's washroom? And that's, he opened up those floodgates, right? That scripture had to be activated, so it had to be an infrastructure laid where if you want to be filthy, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But also if you want to be right. And it, like it said, judgment began at the house of God. It started here in this truth. Brother Jack goes off the scene, and here they come. I mean, I think I'm during the week about that message that Brother Bud preached after what happened in the garden. It was so vulgar, and it even bothered me to this day that what he preached, like Adam practiced sodomy on Eve. You know what I'm saying? As he come out and said, eight. He just kind of didn't spell it out. But it was such a vulgar thing to bring across the pulpit. And 2 years later, the Lord just pulled the plug on Bud.
I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, he talked about what happened in the garden, and he went down to specifics. What does eating mean? And to me, it was pretty vulgar. Like there was sodomy in the garden. I don't know whether there was or not. I don't think there was sodomy even in the days of Noah. There was sodomy in Sodom, and it is a lot, but you really can't see it in. And at the flood, before the flood, there was there was intermarriage. It was the only the first thing we find of Sodom is in the days of Lot. But anyway, see, that's how perverted it got. Once they let the guard down, then these demons, they were waiting for Bridget to go off the scene so they could invade that place down there, and this girl had a vision about it. She saw these demons pressing in. But see, these people, they weren't on God. They weren't aware what's actually going on. Project goes off the scene, and like I say, I thought it'd be business as usual. But after a while, I stepped back. Then I had the dream and the vision. And then they come at you cunningly, devise fables. Mm-hmm. First Adam. Then the split care. I tell them, oh, now this. Now we're solid. Now we got some very respectable preachers up in the pulpit. And the split has barely happened. In fact, the very first convention they had down in Tampa, down over in that town of Salem, somewhere, they rented some kind of a hall. And already, Hefner come out with the 2 days are done. Mm-hmm. See, he didn't come out and say we're the third day, but it's the same spirit, mm-hmm. a cunningly devised fable. Mm-hmm. See, a fable is something that's not true, no matter how good it sounds. It's still a fable, still something. And he came out with a cunningly devised fable. The 2 days are done. Well, it's even worse than we're in the third day. At least when they come out, we're in the third day or somewhere. But the 2 days are done. Well, where are you then? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not in the week. You're not in the third day. You're really nowhere. So it's even, to some degree, it's even worse. And there's people that buy into it. You know what I'm saying? And imagine, had I not gotten the vision and the dream, I would have probably bought into it too. But see, they come out. The 2 days are done. And then I listened to that message that Davis preached. That, you remember when he called me? Mm-hmm. That he's preaching the 2 days are done. So I went back and listened to it. And man, I was kind of like somebody just pulled the rug out from me. Just so short after that split. Here to come. Also, a cunningly devised fable. Mm-hmm. The 2 days are done. And we stepped back and we, by now, I'm not trusting too many of these preachers anymore because Alan's gone, Bud's gone, that all those that the son's gone, they all those that sided with him, and now we're at it again. The 2 days are done. Well, I know the 2 days are not done. So who'd you go to? Well, then the Lord raised up grace and truth to keep a line on this, to keep a hold on this truth that's been given, and. The split came and I moved down. I left here because here again, here in this group, like I had no reason not to trust Lyle. I had a kind of a, I had really no reason not to because he never came out with nothing that wasn't what Brother Jackson preached. Mm-hmm. And then one time we were up there, he came on, and like I say, I didn't have my radar on. Like, usually when somebody makes a flop, mm-hmm. and somebody does something, you got a checkered flag out. But I had no reason for a checkered flag with Lyle, because he never said anything that I could pick up that was off the word, you know, I'm a web project. So here it is one, Sunday afternoon, he comes out, and he starts about this great tribulation. Talks about this great tribulation. And see, when Brother Jackson preached that great tribulation, it took me a long time to get it. That great tribulation happened in 69 AD. And we were given to believe that great tribulation is somewhere up the road. That's what we were brought up to believe. But see, he put it back to 69 AD, and I guess it took me a while to get it, and then one day I got it. Because that word, there will no, that tribulation, it will be the last tribulation, the last of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. But there's a word in there that stuck with me. That's talking about 69. There'll be such great tribulation. There'll never be one like it before, and there will not be another one like it after. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that was got me. I knew Brother Jekyll was 100% accurate. That put that then tribulation that Matthew 24 talks about, he put that right 69 AD because of that word, there will be none hereafter. So it was fresh. I knew it was real. I knew it was true. See, when you get a revelation, at first you got to hang on to it because Satan can come and take it away from you. So that's when you really got to make sure that nobody touches it. Mm-hmm. because of the revelation from God, it's eternal. And I got it. Brother Jex is right. So here maybe 3 weeks after that, here it comes. That's a great tribulation. And like I said, I didn't have my guards up. I didn't know that here comes this here thing. A cunningly devised fable. Something that's not true. And hammering away about this tribulation. Is it really? Had to be tribulation here and there? And then my spirit picked it up. Like I said, I didn't pick it up. My spirit picked it up. Where he's going with this, he's trying to prove Brother Jackson wrong. Mm-hmm. And he's coming out and he wants to distort this new revelation that I had from the Lord, that that tribulation happened in 69 AD and he was attacking my tribulation, my revelation. Mm-hmm. And see, here it is, cunningly. Let's see, my spirit picked it up and I just hammered it. I stopped them in mid-sentence. Lyle, that tribulation has already happened. Because my spirit knew where he was going with this. Mm-hmm. Trying to prove Brother Jackson wrong. And trying to do what that... See, we have to speak plain. We got... Because if we don't, nobody will. It's like that serpent in the guard. He came in with that word that Adam and Eve had received from God himself, the great eternal spirit, not to partake of that tree of knowledge good and evil. Here comes that. Did God really say? Just kind of give it a twist. See, Lyle didn't come out and say, what I want to do here, I want to prove Brother Jackson wrong. Because he would have never got to first base. He just comes out in a roundabout way, cunningly devised fable. And there we sat. I picked it up and stopped in mid-sentence. And then when I went home, I thought to myself, I got to do my homework. I'm going to find out exactly where Brother Jackson preached it and what message he was. And I taped it off, and I 3 weeks later, we had another get-together. Well, see how Satan was driving that man? He's seducing spirits, mm-hmm. but he's cunningly taught he's got to feed that stuff to the people. Because he's onto something. Mm-hmm. He taught he's onto something. There he comes, the last time when we were so rudely interrupted. I knew exactly where he's going. I says, I got it right here. You want to listen to it. And that's the last time, because I guess the way I said it, to combat these cunningly devised things, mm-hmm. you can't be wishy-washy, you know? Mm-hmm. I got it right here, Lyle. And you can go listen to it. And I gave him the date. Mm-hmm. The number 3 message on a certain... I don't know what the message is, the last 100 years or something. And that was the end of that. But see, that spirit never sleeps. It took maybe a year where he came along with another mm-hmm. cunningly devised fables and tried to tear down that the cutoff for the Jews. Was it really 56? See how these cunningly devised fables come in? Just to kind of throw you a bit off the word, and then when they get you off that word, you can't look at that picture anymore with a clear vision.
No, you're in darkness.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. kind of distorts the picture.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like Peter said here, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We were eyewitnesses of what Jesus Christ working through Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson.
See, when the Lord spoke to you, remember the things you've been taught. Mm-hmm. It's like an eyewitness. Mm-hmm. It's not just somebody off the street coming to you and telling you, remember the things you've been taught, kind of in a haphazard way. Mm-hmm. When the Lord speaks to you, it's so real. Mm-hmm. It's really... a revelation. It's really an eyewitness, only you could say. Because it goes into your DNA. Mm-hmm. Nobody can take that. Like when I had the dream and the vision, and then you kept it off with remembering the things you've been taught. You put them 3 together, and it's... you can't shake it off the pillars, you know? Mm-hmm. It's almost like we were eyewitness to this majesty, what Brother Branham and Brother Jackson taught. Mm-hmm. Nobody can move us away. Because ever... As soon as they go off the scene, 3 years later that split, that's when I had and it was like anchors. putting anchors down. And then when Lot came out with this, and you said, and the Lord spoke to you, remember the things you've been taught, it's like three solid pillars. Mm-hmm. Then nobody can move that. And it's like Peter said, we were eyewitness. We were eyewitness of this majesty, because the revelation is a majesty. Mm-hmm. And then when you look back at how cunningly and crafty they come about, you got, because Satan will choose somebody. He won't choose a lady. He's going to choose somebody that's got clout.
That's right.
Somebody that's got charisma. Mm-hmm. Somebody that captivates the people. And, you know, and here comes Lot with the cunningly crafty fable. It's not true. But as long as I was there, he couldn't get it off the ground. And then what happened, the Lord said to me, to Becca, not to say that. That's when you got in on it. You know, Lot, I want you to explain what this 56 thing about is. And of course, we know the rest. It was just the Lord's way of separating, because he wanted us away from there. But he was doing what he was separating us away from that group. And everybody, when I tackled him about that great tribulation, they were all there. They all heard me, and they all know what I said, and they all know what he was getting at, and. And then when you did your thing, they were all there. And see, now, and even while as much said, we didn't agree, we didn't like what he did, the way he went about it, didn't agree with him. But see, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we separate ourselves from that. It was just God's way of, like he's doing in America right now. You know, Trump is revealing all these. He's wondering, why is he putting that guy in? He's no good anyway. But he puts him in so he can expose himself. And suppose there's lots of other people, like this DA's secretary now. He just turns to be a flop. But Trump is using that to expose, or God is using Trump to expose other ones that are not solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way what happened here. God just used that episode, because he told me, saying, I want you to back off, be quiet, don't get involved, because let somebody else speak. And it was you, and then that's God's way of separating. Like it says back there, we saw, we were eyewitness of his majesty. When God comes down and speaks to your heart, that's like an eyewitness of his majesty. You can't be there, but a revelation or a touch from the Lord, this unctioning,
mm-hmm.
this inspiration that you feel, that's his majesty is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving through 110, and the Lord come down, call up Brother Still. And it was a bad area there. I kept putting it, I think it was about 2 days, I kept putting it off, calling Still.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, just couldn't put it off anymore. Dragged the antenna, and then he told, well, we're going to have some meetings down here. Oh, says, who's coming? This is Brother Davis. Oh. Hmm. Huh. And Brother Davis already knew he was on to this, the 2 day thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he says, yeah, he called me up. He said, the Lord moved him in to have meetings down there. I says, yeah, that's strange. Did the Lord tell you anything about it? No. Hmm. Well, anyway, at the end of the day, you know, and all the, I told him, well, when did you call Tim? So Tim, he lets him know, yeah, have him in, why not? Knowing full well what he believes,
mm-hmm.
that he believes the 2 days are done. And anyway, as this thing, he had him in and he preached, and what he did preach was, I should maybe let it know for sure. I think I got the CD somewhere. That he preached that Brother Jackson was typing to Elisha.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Brother Jackson never did type Elisha. Brother Brenham said, the bride will type Elisha. Brother Jackson is not that bride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the bride, but he's not that end time bride.
Mm-hmm.
The end time bride is here. Well, Brother Jackson's not here anymore. So when you look back, Brother Jack was not a type of Elisha. See, there was Elijah and then Elisha.
Hmm.
And see, there again, the cunningly devised fables. So here he goes down in there, and then this scripture came to me. This one right here, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man, and there again is Peter, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, it's the seducing spirit that inspires these people to do that, simply because there's something in their heart that Satan can have access to. Now I seen it just like a plain daylight. After Brother Jex left the scene, and then after Alan came out with his thing, and then these things kept rolling, and then one day I saw it. I saw this. It's like I watched this movie about this sniper, and for at first that sniper he picks him off. He's up there somewhere, and I seen him picking him off, Alan, without even much effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one just picks them off, like left, right, center, and I saw what's happening in the spirit realm. That's exactly what Satan is doing with these preachers. He's picking them off left, right, and center. We're in the third day. The 2 days are done, and that's how he picks them off. Because what Satan does is trying to get them preachers to preach something that's not true, a cunningly devised fable. And that sniper's picking them off. Because once they preach it, you've got to get them to believe it themselves. Then they preach it, and then they pollute all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And just picks them off left, right, and center. That's what I saw. And here it is, with cunning craft, where they lie and wait to deceive. They see, the first one, he doesn't have to lie to it. He just picks them up. But after, you know, you, after a while, you know, people are not stupid. So then he has to wait, and he has to lie in wait.
Mm-hmm.
He has to wait until you're kind of a little bit kind of, not quite 100% on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a bit sleepy and a little bit careless. Don't have your radar on, and you're not sober, you're not vigilant. So that Satan sits back and he waits, and that's what happened down at Brother Stilts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not really on the ball that much, because when Hefner invited him to come up to his place to preach, he shut him down right away. And I asked him later on, did Hefner invite you to preach, come up and preach? Yeah. And did he tell you you're a very smart man? Yeah. How did you know? Well, I heard the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It was my spirit that picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And here, Heaven was trying to get him into believing this two-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 days are done. It's not that he wanted up there to preach. He wanted to infiltrate him with this two-day, because he was still one that didn't buy into this two-day thing. He thought he was anointed to get that old ministry into this cabal that the 2 days are done. He seemed to, he was on a mission to do that. And I knew all that. And here he's, well, so that's what he's doing. So he couldn't pull it off with, Hefner couldn't pull it off with still. So he brings in, Satan is not giving up on still. He brings in Davis to go down there. The Lord told me to come down there. And then to put the icing on the cake, Brother Still and Bobby Stewart kind of buddy buddies a little bit. So Bobby Stewart invites himself to come down. And I don't know what he preached. But by now that pulpit in Coleman and the one in Fairhope is already polluted.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing, they're bringing this pollution down there. Because the Bible is very specific when it says about that leavened bread. Don't partake of it for 7 days,
mm-hmm.
and don't even have it in your house. That speaks volumes. Like, don't go near that stuff. Don't invite somebody into your pulpit that you know is polluted with the 2 days are done. And what do you do? You bring it in your pulpit. Now his pulpit is contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's cunning. And I saw right through that. And here it says in Ephesians, with cunning craft and his, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And that's exactly what's been going on since Brother Jack left. Let him that is, see, wickedness in the eyes of God is not what a lot of people think it is. Wickedness is, and he has taken the scripture and perverting it. Mm-hmm. That's wickedness. Because there's a different sort of wickedness, like the sex thing, that's called filth, mm-hmm. filthiness. Mm-hmm. But wickedness is when you take the word and deceive people with it. Because at the end of the day, depart from me, you that work, and then you that workers of iniquity. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's the dose again. For what? They're preachers. But they're tweaking that word and twisting it to make themselves, build themselves up an empire. But see, you and I, we have not fallen for that. We have not fallen for these cunning, devised fables. Mm-hmm. Like Peter warned back there. Like during the week, the Lord, how important is what Peter said, that we have not followed cunningly devised fable. That was back in his day. Mm-hmm. How much more today when you got this gray horse rider?
Yeah.
You got these seducing spirits. You got this wearing down over Daniel's on end time, wearing down the saints and the Most High. You got all these forces coming against you. You don't have a prayer. Mm-hmm. And here we are. And down at the end of the page, how much more do we have a reason to take that serious in this hour, not to follow cunningly devised fables, because they're 10 times more effective now, 10 times more strong. But see, there, that's why we have to fast. That's why we're still on the ball. We're still connected to that vine. That's why we have to remind us all, because Peter said to remind yourself, mm-hmm. even though you know these things.
That's
because
right.
We don't know what we're going to encounter this week. It'll be something that'll come against us that kind of maybe sounds so real. We no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man that's after. Well, that's the perfecting of the saints till we come in unity of the faith, mm-hmm. and the knowledge of the Son of God, and the perfect man under the measure and stature and fullness of Christ. So that, why? That's where we're at. We're not children, tossed mm-hmm. to and fro with every wind and dark. Mm-hmm. Here they come. We're in the third day. The 2 days are done. The midnight cry hasn't happened yet. And man, 11, it's just a disaster. Mm-hmm. What God knows what they're teaching now. Mm-hmm. We can't even go near that stuff. It's so deadly. Because it's as if Satan can get in. Just distort the picture a little bit. He don't care what you do, how you go to church. If he can get you off that revelation, off that picture. That's what I saw during the week. Once your picture is distorted, you can't look at what God is looking at. Mm-hmm. See, like this thing in America, God is looking at that civil war, at that George Floyd division. That's all God is looking at. And we seem to be looking at what Twitter says, what this guy says, and it kind of distorts the picture. But when you step back, God is looking at that. He's a man of war. God is looking at that civil war. And at the end of that civil war, that's when you're going to have that pure American thing coming out. Like it says back, every nation will get their identity. Mm-hmm. And America, in order for it to get that identity back, it's got to go through that civil war so that that true land beast nation can rise to the front. Mm-hmm. See, that Russia doesn't have that characteristics of a land beast. Mm-hmm. Russia is Russia. And these Iran is Iran. They can never be American. But see, what they're doing, they're infiltrating America, and now America doesn't even look like anything. Mm-hmm. But see, God is not looking at them. God is looking at that lamb, L-A-M-B, that's got a lamb nature, and in order for it to come out and be seen, it's got to go through the civil war. Mm-hmm. That's what God is looking at. And here again with this word, once Satan can get you to believe the 2 days are done. See, then you can't get the picture, can't focus the picture anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's why I seen during the week how important it is that we do not let ourselves believe in that stuff, because it distorts the picture. And once you get the picture distorted, that's why Peter, after everything he's gone through, he's down to the last, he says, my departure is, the Lord told me I'll be taken off this tabernacle. I'm going to be dying with it in the next maybe a week or two after he wrote this Second Peter thing. He already feels that his time is over. Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He comes out and he tells the people, we have not come to you with cunning, crafty fables. As if these cunning, crafty fables, they're all around us, but we have not given in to them.
We have not followed them.
We have not fallen for that stuff.
Yeah.
That's where you and I are. We have not fallen for these cunning, crafty, devised fables. And then Paul puts it in, how the lion wait. They don't come out there when they see you're on the ball. They wait. Just like that early church. They waited 300 years and then Satan comes in and baptism and the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
While the early church, after they went to sleep and they get kind of careless, then Satan came in and fed them all kinds of false doctrine.
That's right.
But as long as the apostles were involved, they could see it coming. Mm-hmm. And
that's why it's so important to know your history. Then you can go to the Word and know exactly what happened. There were doctrines starting to come about. There's Arius' doctrine that Jesus was divine, totally divine. He wasn't man. And he was man. He had to endure every attribute of the human being, except he had no sin. But he felt it all, the pain and everything. If he would have been divine, he wouldn't have felt no pain, right? So he was coming out with this doctrine. And then there was all these bishops, they were starting to be power hungry in all those churches. And when that doctrine arose, water baptism in the Titus. And then Constantine, he saw that uproar within the church structure. So he called for a council, the Council of Nicaea. You can read it in history, 325. We're not making this up. It is history. It is the truth. And that's when that baptism was distorted. They implemented that water baptism, and that's how the devil does it. He distorts the Godhead so that you become ineffective. He doesn't want a Christian to be victorious. If your foundation isn't right, you can't have victory.
Yeah, and throughout the dark age, there was people that didn't fall for none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They stayed faithful, but you have to go through that process.
That's right, yeah.
Not allow it. Mm-hmm. But here in this end time, there is no more process to go through. Mm-hmm. It's a finish. It's going in reverse now, and we're going to back. That's why we have to be on the ball. Mm-hmm.
That revelation is revealed.
We're going to perfection, going in reverse now, back to what it was back there, and much more so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when they come in here, this Randy guy comes in, then this Ernie guy comes in. They want to come in. They want to go. Don't want to go through the proper channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then this your brother-in-law calls. You got to go down and see your mom. She's going to die. 2:30 in the morning at night. It must be serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's Satan behind it with cunning craftiness.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still alive today. How does he know she's going to die? You see, it was just Satan's attack for you to take on what that serpent did and that guard. Do everything under Satan's advice. Go down there under Satan's advice. Mm-hmm. And I seen it when next morning. Yeah, there'll be time to go down there, but it ain't going to be under Satan's advice.
Mm-hmm.
When we're good and ready, and God's good and ready. And that's how this. That's why we have to make sure that we don't fall for these fables. And so far, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Well, how is it Peter words it?
He words it, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
See, when I'm down at the Lord told me to share that with the church down in Cartersville, that time they had a meeting, they're driving over Monte Eagle. And see, God knows their wicked hearts. God, he knows what they're about. They're not going to put this on the internet. And I wasn't surprised. I said, okay, well, if they want, they want. I didn't even know how I was going to get up there, mm-hmm. let alone share it. But God knew what he was going to do. He got me to hear, Sam, can you come up? You have a song. God can do that, you know. He doesn't. He's not bound by it. That's the only way he could have got me up there. He knew what Larry called on me to get up there. Mm-hmm. So he just bypassed our whole franchise system, that whole organization. And I had an opportunity to share. This is that.
Basically, it's Nickelodeon.
Anybody can figure this out. Great tree. Mm-hmm. 63, the midnight. We know the midnight. We know the beginning. So we know the end of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Was, and you could feel, you got to shut this thing down. And this idiot comes up from down from Hefner's. There was somebody here that's out of line, you know, mm-hmm. after the next day, before the service mm-hmm. ended, somebody here is out of line. I'll listen to him.
What has he ever wronged?
Oh, nothing. Mm-hmm. He had a testament about his five children, Grace and whatever.
Well, you know.
And anybody can have that. Let's see, what has he ever proved himself? Or has he ever been in a fight, you know? And but anyway,
and how do you
to
know
me, it's just
not,
a flight.
How do you know he's not just copying Brother Jackson?
Yeah. But if somebody gets up, people believe. But see, that's what I saw. This thing is going to be, put a lid on this, but put it on fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They took that whole song sort of. And I didn't even know. Tim Ralph told me you weren't even called on. And they took that old song service. See, he's in cahoots with them. Because
mm-hmm.
there was a conversation going. That's why they took that that's why they took that song service off. I says, I didn't even know they took it off. Mm-hmm. But see, they took everything off. Just to, instead of, in a sleazy way, mm-hmm. cunningly, why not just take my thing off? Why mm-hmm. take the whole song service off? Well, they took it off just to kind of
hide it more.
Yeah, just hide. How come they took that off? Well, they just took the whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it is. They don't want the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to come in with cunning craftiness and bring in fables. As long as the truth is here, they can't bring in these fables. That guy said something, but they can still continue with their. The 2 days are done with their. Mm-hmm. And God knows what they're teaching now, but. See, when the truth was there, they couldn't, because truth and fables, they don't mix.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they didn't have nothing. As long as this was not shared with the church, they could come in with anything. But the minute I got up there and I said, it's a great tree can understand it. We know 63 was the midnight, car in the middle of Laodicea. We know where to start, was 1906. It says 57 years. Mm-hmm. He's just had 57 years. I said, great tree can do it. All you need is a great tree education mm-hmm. that you can add. It's so simple, I said. It had nothing to do with the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it was 100% true, but put the lid on that thing. Don't let it come out. And this guy, this one guy got up and don't listen to him, like as if to say he's out of line. See how the devil does? Even though it looked after Brother Jack left to see how Satan has infiltrated even that Cartersville thing,
mm-hmm.
and so much, I was going over Mount Eamore, said they're not going to put it on. See, there's that Nickelodeon thing. Who are you? You're not coming in here telling us what to do, but the Lord has his way.
Mm-hmm.
He moved on me for about 3-4 months to share down mm-hmm. there. I said, Lord, first of all, you'd have to get me there. Then you'd have to get me up to the pulpit. Well, it was a miracle that I even got there. And then a miracle that he even got me to the pulpit. He had to make mm-hmm. it, because he knew they're not going to have a call on me. And,
See, like Trump, right? He's giving the country back to the people, you know, giving them a voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God wants the church to operate. He wants the people to have a voice. He wants leadership, right? But not hierarchy.
Dictator.
Yeah.
Not dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing here, but mm-hmm. see, we're onto it.
Yeah.
These people are not even onto it. They're still waiting for that unity.
Yeah.
Like I told Tim about that. You know, I was pretty close in with Tim. I said, Tim, it's not going to be the minister of CITI. Oh, we're going to get Brother Jacks. And it's not going to be, there's no rapture the first part of the week. Well, I had told him that. I told that to Keith. But I told him that. Bible says the watchman see I try. Mm-hmm. And then he was trying to prove me wrong. Then he would get up there, never been as much. The ministry is in harmony and unity. Along comes Roy Mims. This ministry has never been as much chaos as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few days after I told him this, Mims comes out and tells him that. He says, yeah, see, that's the truth of it. And he's trying to tell there's unity when there isn't. See, it's all one big mash. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just confusion and every evil word, like it says back in James, where it says that it's worldly wisdom, worldly thing, where there's confusion, every evil work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you see there in this so-called ministry now. There's nothing there. And the Lord does that. He creates situations that the separating is going on. At the end of the day, it comes down to one man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no use trying to run from it. Because I know what God requires of us. He requires of us a lot more than he requires of practically anybody. But that's how what's going on. Cunning crafty. But we have not allowed that. We have not followed these cunning devised fables.
Yeah.
And then here, like, mm-hmm. and then like Paul puts the cap on, they lie in wait. They don't just come out, like we said. Mm-hmm. They had to wait till 325 AD to really hammer this thing home.
Mm-hmm.
But they were working at it,
mm-hmm.
and then finally they came and made it and legislated on it. But they couldn't do it back in 100 AD or 200. They had to wait till 300, and then, like I say, they kept it in. They just hammered it down. And the true ones, they went underground. Mm-hmm. They didn't buy into that. And here again, we're just standing, just the two of us. That's why the Lord took me out. He knew we were going to need that. That's why he took me out to the sides of the north. And I looked down, and he saw two people.
Mm-hmm.
He shows us these things for ease, because when this whole thing that's going on now, if it wasn't for the Lord showing me his majesty, we were right in the midst of his majesty.
Mm-hmm.
When God gives her, that's a majesty.
It is, yeah.
That hammer, that, but had the Lord not given me that, yeah, we could be flopping around like a floppy disk.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when he does that, it anchors. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
That's right.
And that's where we are. We're just not falling for that stuff. As time goes on, you're going to see just one big mass of confusion. That's when I saw, also had a, we were all standing in a group looking towards the, everybody was waiting for something. We're in a big hall or big, it was outside. And Brother Jackson came on and he was right next to me. And I'm looking around. Why would Brother Jackson stand next to me? Mm-hmm. Why would he not stand by Alan or Bud or some of his family? Then he tried to put his, like, you know, when he crowded one against another, I thought he wants a little bit more room. But all he was wanting to put his shoulder, or his hand on my shoulder, mm-hmm. to take a little bit of weight off.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it, that's what he wanted. I just put all the weight on me. I'll carry your weight. I'll carry your weight.
Mm-hmm.
As he seemed to be pretty weary. And then something happened, and Brother Jack started moving. And then I could see he was walking very weak, like he was tired and weary. And then I went over on the other side and put my arm under, and then we both walked like strong. And I didn't just dig this thing up. And I told him, now when I look back, it tells me a lot that we're the only ones that's saying what Brother Jackson said. What he really, we got the picture still crystal clear. There's some things he said that's not going to happen. And there's some things that he said that will happen. And a lot of people don't want that. So like this you know, ministry will see, they want that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's discarded. And there's things that they don't like, what he said. Then that they discard that with the stuff that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way it is. But we're still focused. We're not We're not following these fables. We're not buying into the fables. Our picture is still crystal clear. I seen it just for a split second how important it is, the picture. Mm-hmm. That we see what God sees, then everything is hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. Don't let nothing get in between that what God is looking at. Because you can be really distorted. If you believe the 2 days are done, you can't see what God sees. It's just that simple. And it's important. When God looks down, these two people, they're still seeing what I'm seeing. They're seeing what I saw back in that council, what I created back in that council. They're still seeing it. Mm-hmm. Because it's in the scripture. Well, that's what I saw, that we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Mm-hmm. That was back then, how much more now? And you can't make it without fasting.
Not in this lukewarm age.
Not even since try. Mm-hmm. And however the Lord has for us up the road, that's His business. Mm-hmm. Took us off the truck. Now we got all kinds of time to do whatever. And got no worries. Got none. He'll supply our needs. Mm-hmm. He'll make things happen. Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation in your word. I just pray, Lord, you'll take what's inside, use it for honor for your glory. Give that entry, Lord. Open the hearts of the people, Lord. Help us to live from day to day, Lord. Just looking to you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Lady Santa. We'll send a hunger and a thirst for the living word of God. That thing out there, that's not the living word of God. Mm-hmm. That's just trash. There'll be a hunger for something that's real. And there it is, right on the internet, already in. Whoever, for whosoever will, there'll be people wanting it. Mm-hmm. You know, God's got a way of, it's out there, God's got a way of. We don't have to do nothing, we just have to, don't even have to worry about getting a phone call. Hey, I really enjoyed your message on there. Who cares for that stuff? Like
yeah.
That one guy did. Yeah, I kind of. But after a while, you realize that's not where it's at.
No, it's not.
You have 50 guys calling and telling you what they're doing. That don't matter. That we're just moving on. Uncharted waters.
If you know you have what it is real, you don't need that.
You don't need no.
You just need the Lord.
Yeah.
Lead you day by day.
You know what the next chapter is, and then when that job is done, you just leave it with the Lord and you go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take credit or glory just because.
That's what Jesus did.
You can mm-hmm. You just want the credit for yourself. Well, that's it then. That's all you'll ever be.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you'll ever get. But if you just leave it with the Lord and go on to the next chapter. That's what you were doing. We prepare something that when we get over it on the other side, you've got something for eternity to, like a Schatz in Himmel, you know,
mm-hmm.
a treasure in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, not that complicated.
Yeah.